Ferguson, Missouri. It's been the scene of both peaceful and violent protests following the fatal shooting of a young man by a police officer there in August. Chaplains from the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team have been ministering to the people of Ferguson. The deployment to Ferguson is a new kind of assignment for Rapid Response Team chaplains.
This is the first time for civil unrest. Yeah. We've been to places where we've had coal mines and bridge collapses and things like that, and shootings, but nothing like civil unrest like this. Our team was looking and watching the news reports, and we just seen the grief that was on everyone's face, as especially the store owners, standing in front of their businesses and just hurting because their business was gone.
That's Al New, the manager of deployments for the ministry, and he says that even though it's a different kind of challenge,
we decided, hey, there's a lot of ministry there. Those people are hurting. And so we decided we better at least respond and check it out and see what we could do. And we have made some good relationships since we've been there.
Rapid Response Team chaplains often experience what they call divine appointments during a deployment. Al says one such appointment took place between the father of the young man who was fatally shot and a chaplain named Kevin on his way to Ferguson.
Sitting on next to him on the airplane was actually Michael Brown Sr. and his pastor, whose church had just burned down. So Kevin was able to speak into their lives while they was flying, and the chaplains had an invitation to come to their service. And they went, and the pastor stood up there in front of all the people and told them that about the meeting they had on the airplane and about the rapid response team, and that we were more than welcome in their community.
In addition, the pastor encouraged not only his congregation, but other churches to welcome the Rapid Response Team chaplains to Ferguson. That has been a big help for everyone.
Now our team that there have been ministering to the police officers and National Guardsmen and to some of the residents. Our hopes and our prayers are that divine appointments will take place from community leaders and the residents of the community, that they'll come by and they want to talk, and they already know we're neutral. The pastor let them know that we're there to help everybody.
Yeah.
So, and that's the perception we want to give them.
Among the tools the Rapid Response Team has used is a special truck, the Rapid Response Command Truck. It serves several functions and serves many different people.
It turns into a huge conference ministry room with tables and chairs and all the electronics and technology we need to make it a command truck, a command post. And so we're able to have people just come in. We have a private room in the rear for private counseling or ministry if we need to. Or we can just come in. We have coffee. We have cold water. We'll have snacks. They just come in as a time just to get out of the environment for a little while, just kick back in a safe place. And that's what we want to call it, a safe place.
The folks in Ferguson appreciate that, and Al says that you can help the chaplain's efforts.
So we want you praying for our teams as they go in. It's going to be different. Pray for their safety and pray that God just opens the doors that need to be opened so we can have those divine appointments there.
I'm Mike McLean.